Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media. Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
And if you're looking at the time, it is now 8 minutes after 7 p.m. this evening. It is the 26th of September 2022, the weekend, of course, has started, and the rest of the year is moving right along. And I pray and hope that whatever dreams and aspirations you might have had for this year, if they haven't come into fruition, well, you still have a quarter, about 3 months left, that you can, of course, use that to do whatever else that is outstanding. But never, ever give up, right? Never ever give up, because it is certainly possible. And thank you so much for staying with us from 6 p.m. this evening. You and I are still best of buddies till 8 p.m. this evening. It is Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. And our WhatsApp number is 073-470-3520. For those of you who are listening to us outside of South Africa and would love to interact with us, we really, really appreciate it. It is +27734703520. On Facebook, our page is Adventist World Radio SID Media. On Twitter, our handle is AWRSID_media. And of course, you can # Business Sense with Thapelo Moloi. And of course, we will be able to get that from there. It is a Monday, and as you know, every Monday we do personal finance and we try and look at money. And of course, our relationship with money, and try and bring you experts that are, you know, very clued up on this particular field. And today I have an expert as well, and her name is Matisse Zomate. And of course, just a little bit, she is an independent financial advisor that joined the financial services industry in 2011. She holds a degree in logistics, a qualification in sourcing and supply chain, and a certificate in wealth management. Now, the purpose of financial planning, which is definitely what we are going to be talking about this evening with Sis Matisse, so is that the purpose of financial planning is to assist you, and of course, and I, to look forward to life with optimistic expectations rather than apprehension, which normally is what happens, right? That's normally what happens. Now, to achieve this, one's financial plan must be robust, adaptable, and focused directly on one's personal and business needs. I think that's very, very important. And this is what she says. She says, "I promise to take you by the hand to teach, show, and prove that if you are willing to open yourself to the financial planning process, then you are well on your way to adequately addressing your financial needs and achieve your financial goals. I understand that every individual has unique needs and desires." That's very, very important, because I certainly don't want to be clapped into one little basket that, you know, we're using a blanket approach to everyone. So it's very, I suppose, heartwarming to know that what she does is she looks into your unique needs and desires. Most importantly, that success should be measured not just by your financial well-being, but by how much confident you feel about your future. Yeah, a lot of us don't. Yeah. And any major problems in life that may occur, and understanding the impact these problems have on your financial, on your finances as well, is something that's very, very important. Now, I certainly looked forward to this conversation, because I looked around, and of course within our families as well, and we find that a lot of us struggle with this financial planning concept. Not only does it look foreign, but we don't even come close to actually doing it, because if you look at a lot of us, Sis Mati said, so is that once I have a funeral plan, I feel like that's it, I've done financial planning, because the moment I die, then they can buy me a coffin, they can put together a funeral, and then I can be laid to rest, and that's it. That's what we understand as financial planning. And I understand that's not necessarily the entire spectrum of it. And of course, you are here to help us this evening understand that. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Good evening to your listeners. Good evening to you. And thank you so much for this opportunity. I always try to jump in whenever I'm asked to do so. So this is really an honor. And most importantly, that the departure point, especially where my career is concerned, and I'm speaking to the children of God.
Yeah.
For me, very big.
Yeah.
So, I appreciate the introduction, because it gives a very good foundation of the work that I do and why I'm very passionate about it.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Thank
I
you
am
so
for
much.
You to use.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time. I know I did put you a little bit under pressure late minute, but I really appreciate that.
You must look into it.
You know, you know radio, right? So radio works differently. The thing about live radio is that it always works like this, you know, and but we really appreciate your time that you've taken to join us this evening. I think that kind of introduction kind of brings us quite very well into our discussion. So I wanted us to start here, and I don't really want to take it for granted because I think that's really, really important. So what is financial planning? Does it end with the funeral cover that I have, or what does it encompass? What is this thing called financial planning?
I like that you're going to just it's not even a drop in the ocean of what financial planning is about, is what we have seen happening. Which we are trying right now to map a different way of doing things. So to start with the definition of it, it's actually a process, and I'm going to try to make it hit home. It's a process of one being honest with self. Financial planning is about you, right? It's about your life. So you get to be honest with you. Mina, I'm just here to facilitate the process. This is something that people don't really want to do because that means they will face their demons, right? So it is a process to interrogate your decisions that you've done and what they've done in your life, how they've impacted your life, and should there be problems, which they are always there, and then me as a professional, I come in and put in place solutions that can help remedy the financial situation that you're finding yourself in.
Sure.
That's number one. So it is a process.
Yeah.
If I say the process, that means nobody can do it by themselves. So we always trained, like, in our space. Like, remember when I started 11 years ago, the person that was giving induction said to me, you know, you are now the most important person. And I asked them, how? And then they said, after that machine is switched off, or after that person is draped up, or after that person is put oxygen, the people around that person, they will ask one question, who should we call? And because it's a personal thing, only you would know who you have on your side. So if you do not have a financial advisor, number one, even whether you trust it or not, at that point, it matters not.
It matters not.
But if you do not have the person that they can call on and say, your person is in hospital, your person just had an accident, your person is now incapacitated, what should we do? So that means your earning ability has been impacted. So you can just imagine when you are a breadwinner and everybody is reliant on you, what that means for the entire structure. That means the family is, you know, on the verge of collapsing or of going back to that poverty streak and stuff. So financial planning in itself is a process that seeks to open you up to the decisions that you make on a daily basis, number one. Number two, we need to give you tools. So we're able to give you tools once we have identified what is wrong. We put things in place to try and remedy, and not only remedy, put a risk management system that can hold your life together. And then after that, you are able then, you are enabled to start and embarking on a journey to bring yourself back to the right point of life or to the original state of life, which is all what we want to do.
So you say it's a process, and in me wearing my process mapping hat, I'm thinking to myself, so it's not an overnight thing. It's something that takes place over time.
Yes. It's a process. The sooner you start, the better. It cannot, like, it's not a long process, because of then you're still disadvantaging yourself.
Yes.
When you start, for example, you work with me, I diagnose. There's what you call the process of financial planning involves 6 steps.
Okay.
For example.
Okay.
So these six steps, it says I have to introduce myself and practice all the regulatory requirements. If you're working with a professional, you'll have to do all the necessary disclosures and stuff and tell you what they can do for you.
Mm.
So that you can hire someone knowing exactly, do they share the same ideologies? If not, can they marry? Because like I said, we are like a very important cornerstone of your household.
Mm.
So if you are selecting an incorrect financial advisor, you find that person comes in and mess up everything that you've worked out for. So that's what's important with the introductory presentations or meetings, whichever people are exposed to.
Yeah.
And then after that, you have to give us information. So the second step would be you completing what you call the financial gathering document.
Yes.
Then you send us all the supporting stuff, and then we take that, we analyze, we look at what you've done in the market previously, because I believe everybody really, really cares about their finances or what's going to happen to them and how they wish things to happen. It just happens that they don't meet the right people that listen and want to do things from their own world and manage that process. So most of the people, they meet people that are truly kind of self-serving, and hence they don't see the value of having a financial advisor.
Yeah.
So after that, we analyze, we get that, and then we come back and we present the solutions, or we call it recommendation. We can't do recommendations and say, here is the problem. The debts are like this. You're going to run into trouble, and this is what they mean in the state, for example. And then right now, because of you have this situation, you can put the strategy in place. You are happy. You'll find that people are like, yeah, I see it. Yes, we are happy. And once you are happy, we do the next step, which is implementation. That's you completing forms and making sure that we make sure that they get to the relevant insurer that we have proposed to be correct. And then you know, okay, sharp, you've done your medicals, you've been underwritten, you've told your truth to the insurer, they've assessed the risk that they are taking on board, and then after that they can issue it or grant it.
So let's
give this person the money that they want, because it's a process. The first important thing in financial plan is risk management. So you need to buy the money that protects the money that you're making now. I'll give you an example. A person like, Messi, I like that case because we all know him. We know how prominent it is.
Yeah.
But if you were to Google him today, how much he's insured for, you'll be shocked. That guy is over $900 million. How did he get to that figure?
Sure.
He will not step into that field without knowing that his future income, his current income, and future income is protected. So even if he were to break, his standard of living is not impacted. We never think like that as black people or as people in general.
Yeah.
So we have to bring it back home to say, currently you are earning 10,000. You don't see it as money. But if I were to do my own calculations and show you this, how much you are worth, that 10,000 in the next 30 years is 40 million. Would you ever risk not buying that money?
I certainly wouldn't. And I loved that quotation. You need to buy the money that makes your money. I think, have I captured that correctly?
Correct. So you secure your legacy, you secure it now.
Yeah.
People have this thing, you have to toil and do all of these things that put your, even your health under pressure for you to leave something for your family. But what's important is the income that you're in. That's the gateway. It's the gateway, because of we are in a financial system that is set like that.
Yeah.
That's why when you get employed, the first thing that they do, they take you to HR. The HR will give you the breakdown and say, we are covered by this company. That's what we call group insurance. And then people always say, no, I'm okay. At work, they're taking care of us. But you don't know what it means to your life. So what financial planning does, it says, let's see what it means to your life.
Yes.
What is it going to do?
Yeah.
Are you short? Are there gaps? Are there financial gaps that we need to address? Only to find that then maybe they are. Because at work, they only do to the maximum of 5% of what your life requires.
Yeah.
So you are left with the entire 95% to address.
That's quite very, very important. And I think a lot of us, perhaps that we fear financial planning because we don't know what it is. And I think you've unpacked it quite beautifully. And so I wanted to go back to the definition that you gave. You said it's a process of one being honest with themselves. Do you find that in your practice, people are honest when they come meet with you the first time, or it's still a bit of a process that a lot of us fear because we don't really want to get into the space where we confront the fact that I am over indebted, for instance?
Okay, what happens most of the time, a person will come to me with preconceived need to say, I need retirement, for example. So because of I've been in this space for that long and I've committed myself to doing things differently, I force people to go back to the beginning. You understand? So what that does, it opens them to a whole world that they really did not want to see. Because that's the thing, people don't want to see their financial
space.
They know they are in, but they don't want to come face to face with it.
Exactly.
Because it's a true reflection, the true reflection on them.
Yeah.
So it brings shame. I know that because I've been through that. You know what I mean? So you feel shame. You feel like, how can I find myself in this? I was earning so much. I was having 5 cars in my garage. No, I was having properties and stuff. But all of those things, they are just that. Things.
Yeah.
If they are not defined and nobody is helping you to see how you can actually make sure that they remain. Because, okay, I'll say this. We are a generation that tries to unlock wealth.
Okay.
We are trying to unlock wealth.
Yeah.
So whatever things that we put in place or we are graced to get, acquire houses, cars and everything, we are just there to become managers of them. So how do you get them to stay in our families? That's why I can't do. Because that decision can happen now. Say, yes, there's a system that I've put for my family. How do I keep it?
Yeah, yeah.
So people, when they come to me, they really not too sure what is it that they want to achieve. So it is my job to open to them to that world of, this is what's possible for you. This is how much you are worth. So if you're coming to me, for example, with a single need and say, my dear, I don't have a life cover, it's dangerous. I do life cover. I'm like, nah, you called the wrong one. Let's start from the beginning.
I love that.
I make them to calm down. Like, calm down. Let's start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Let's see how best, whatever money that you can, there's a lot of factors, Pella, that affect you. So if you are still in good health, young, you know, runny, doing amazing things, let's use that part. Because once you get sick in whatever, like, it's very quick for you to run redundant.
Because
we are working very hard, we have mental issues and everything. So once you are diagnosed, that means you can't be touched. So whenever somebody comes to me, I make sure I do things right the first time.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. Unlike someone who just runs through whatever because they want to charge the client at the end of the day without necessarily helping the client to get to a better financial position. So I really, really loved that. That's really beautiful. Now, I also don't want to take this question for granted, but I think it's very important that we rehash it. What's the purpose of financial planning? So what are we trying to achieve at the end of the day?
Keep your hard work. Keep your legacy. Make it, because you see, we are living entities. I love being called by this station because it's very good. We are meant to exist forever. This is just a shell.
Yeah.
And the minute we understand that, we will want to do things differently.
Mm.
I was saying last go podcasting to say, guys, we're having a proper succession in front of us with the death of Queen Elizabeth. King Charles assumed responsibilities the next day. Can we confidently say, as black people, that we can do that? Can you say that you know who's your successor and how the wealth is going to remain in the family?
Sure.
It's happening right in front of us. For the first time, we are a very blessed generation that we are able to see truth and things that are false.
Yeah.
And then we can make informed decisions. So I'm saying to us, let us wake up to the truth, the legacy that we seek for our families, whether you are married, not married, single, no children and stuff. But you should care about where you are from and want to make a difference so that your legacy doesn't die.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's very important because a lot of us, we work for like 20, 40 years right into retirement, and some even stretch it beyond retirement because we have this fear, I know I'm at 60, I should be retiring, but what am I retiring to? And so I force myself to continue working because at 30 years ago when I started working, or 35 years, 25 years after my degree, I thought financial planning was just something that was not for me. And so I didn't take it as a very important aspect. And so I find myself at the age of 40, I'm indebted, and I feel like despondent. You know what, since I'm already very indebted, let me just continue the way things are. And we get to 60 retirement age and we don't want to retire because there's nothing, like, really. So that legacy of 35 years of working, is it does just doesn't show at the end of the day.
So you are just part of a system, you've been working for the system. I can easily use loosely the word you've been enslaved by the system for the last 40 years. And now you don't even see a reason because you were just taking this money and give it to another person. You've never interrogated it. Nobody, like I said, it's a process of interrogating the money that you are making and see how do I not employ people that are not duly beneficiaries to this money. Because the first thing that the system has done correctly that we are not seeing is that immediately you get in that money, they already find job for it. So you find your bank will own 60% of your money. So you are left with just 40% to be because you want instant gratification. You want things now. Only to find, if we're to keep that money for 5 years, the things that you wanted 5 years then ago, you can actually buy them cash. But nobody is telling us about the time value of money. It's very painful to work over a decade and have nothing to show for it, like cash liquidity. So the strategy then should be, let's buy this money. Let's forgive ourselves. We buy the money, put it in place, and then we, because now there's peace of mind, right? You don't have to ask, hey, my family, because already done, sorted. Then while you're still alive, you can sort your life, debt and everything. You can put strategies in place that can help you come out of debt. Then negotiate with you, with your creditors to maybe get discounts. You can do some, there's so many things that are available to us that we can do, but you need to have someone that's that creative in your corner. Because the financial advisor, Haditwani, that much I can tell you, you know, you'll find that you not meet me. You'll find that I'm just one of a kind. That's wanting to do right by people. When other people, they just, they're like, okay, what? Code. But if I were to ask you, what does this mean? What problem is it solving? What's going to happen? How is your estate impacted? How is it wound up? Who are the beneficiaries? All of these things are very important, in one's life. And they're opening up important conversations with a household is very key in financial planning. I have found that having done this and working intentional with household or couples and stuff, even their kids, they are most interested in the work that I do. I can walk in and say, they know Auntie Marty is here. What does she do? She takes care of our money. That's the confidence you want with your household.
That's beautiful. I mean, to get into that type of state or level where, you know, we are that, we have a very good relationship with our money in a way, and we are not intimidated by, you know, our money and where it's doing, what we are using it for. And we can have those confident conversations with you. It's really something that's, I think we should all aim to get to. Are there different types of financial planning, or is it the same?
It ought to be the same. Okay, let me say this first. Financial advice rests with the financial advisor. Hence, okay. You'll find different kinds of financial advisors.
Okay.
There's tied agents, tied financial advisors. That means these people, they are tied to an insurance company.
Yes.
They have the interest of the insurance company.
Yes.
They are pushing products. Then you have an independent financial advisor. This person is there for you.
Mm.
Tied, not tied, but has a relationship.
Mm.
Affiliated with different insurance companies because they don't have their own product.
Yes. Okay.
Within the practice.
Yeah.
So for them to implement the solutions, they have to go to insurance so-and-so, insurance so-and-so to implement your solution.
Yeah.
Depending on your lifestyle and your needs.
Mm.
Understand?
Mm.
So with that in mind, you know for a fact, Corey, you cannot, what I'm saying to him, you cannot do this by yourself.
Yes. Yeah. That's very important.
You cannot do it by yourself.
Mm.
And I think this is one profession that everybody assumes. They are engineers plus their own financial advisor.
Mm.
No matter the age, it matters not.
Mm.
Until whoever has something, and then they feel, yo, I'm stuck. I'm in so much debt. How do I come out? Do I go to a debt counselor? Now, debt counselors are very sensationalized. People, they think, yeah, they are the right people.
Mm.
Oh, let me go to the lawyer. Get my will in place. But the aspect of financial planning is always lost in the midst of everything.
Eesh.
Because I'm the one that's able to diagnose how much money is needed by your household or by your estate. Because you are the first beneficiary of your own estate.
Yeah.
It is you. When you're not here, you are the first one that benefits, and then your creditors and your heirs. So your heirs are the last people, because nobody is entitled to benefit.
Yeah.
Not all to inherit.
Yeah.
So you are the first person, your creditors are the second, and then your heirs. So imagine if you're going through life and you really don't know what your life means. It's a disaster, it's a trailer.
Eesh, ticking bomb.
Yeah, ticking bomb. Because Tilana, Bo Ifalami, and all these shows, they are that, they are showing all the shortcomings of us as a nation, what we are not doing right.
Mm.
No? And I want to, just before you ask something, go back to how you open. Say, if I had a funeral cover, is it enough? A funeral benefit or funeral cover is one of the insurable interests.
Yes.
Which I feel, when you call me maybe next time, you can look at the different insurable interests that we have. We've been comfortable for centuries with this one particular insurable interest of making sure that we are buried with dignity. What about the other 5-6 that exist?
Hey, we don't think about
what
that.
What opportunities are we missing?
Mm.
If it was the first agenda of whoever, can we bring our own agenda so that we can correct the environment?
Sure, that's beautiful. We don't think about that. We don't think about what we are leaving behind or who we are leaving behind and all that. We just think, as long as I've got a funeral cover, and then that should be the end of it. Are there some common mistakes in financial planning?
It's that everybody thinks they are a financial advisor. That's the main one. It gives birth.
Yeah.
That's the mother
of all financial.
That gets to be pregnant. Yeah. That gets to be very pregnant.
Yeah.
Everything else. And those are just, you know, the symptoms. But the first thing that everybody thinks that they are financial advisors. Bad.
Sure.
And number two, not taking good care of who is your financial advisor.
Ooh.
Not having the right understanding how to go about selecting the right one. It's a very personal relationship. That's a personal financial advice. This person, you know, I've seen my clients cold. That's how personal financial advice is. Are you comfortable me seeing you cold? Because your people, they will call me, I'll have to make a U-turn and go to where you are. How confident are you?
Hey, that's a good question.
That's a very good question. Sure. So the first thing, we think we are all financial advisors.
That's the first and only important thing that I wish to call. Everything else doesn't matter. We can all Google them.
I know without necessarily getting to very political discussions around this question, but is it certain demographics that have that, when you look at your client base, do you find it skewed towards certain demographics than others? And I'm asking this very cautiously without sounding political.
Yeah, it's a very political question. I'll put it out there. I'm very comfortable answering it outside of the stream of media.
Okay, cool. That makes sense. Now,
you know, it felt political. That means it is political. Do you want to put the answer there? I don't think so. I think people can confidently
contact me. Yeah, definitely.
But sometimes it's the ideas that matter.
Yes.
And I believe those things, they always must be checked. And we can say, but that's the reason we're in trouble and stuff. But I'm very young right now. I don't want to befall anything.
Yes,
but
yes.
I wish people to come and let me get this.
Yeah.
If you agree, if you see it, because it's out there, but nobody is owning that. Because right now, there is a crisis looming, created. What does it mean? People have houses are going to be auctioned now. It's coming down very soon.
Sure. Okay. Okay, yeah, it's going that direction. I can tell. I think the medium of radio is really to unpack these things in a very robust way, and I don't think we need to fear those conversations. But I think it is that conversation on its own, and would really love to have that conversation maybe in a different time with you, where we really unpack. Otherwise, at the end of the day, the medium, we're not using it for what it is. It's meant to be informative. It's meant to be educative. But also, we need to ask these robust questions and address them, because at the end of the day, dilly-dallying around the subject when we know what it is, it's also not helping us. And I was asking it because we have that problem, right? And we need to address that problem, because if we are just going to keep on bandaging it, for instance, and not dealing with the root cause of it, we'll continue bandaging it forever until Jesus comes again. But we need to get to the heart of these things, and we talk about them. But like I said, I think it's perhaps a topic on its own, and we'll ask to also bring you again for that one. Now, are there any typical stereotypes on financial planning? Maybe people think, it's for people who have money. No, I don't have money.
Even if you are earning 10 grand, financial planning is for you.
Oh, wow.
Because you don't know the value of 10 grand, right? Because money is time. For you to truly value what you are making, somebody must show you the value of it over a period of time.
So the two types,
I don't need to have a will, I don't need to do estate planning, I don't have to do, but you've never engaged yourself in the process. I said that process is about you. You are the estate. Remember, when you are dead, your title changes.
Yep.
You are now late estate.
Yes.
You are not a doctor. You are not an advocate.
Yep.
You are not a CASA.
Yep.
You are not an engineer or what. You are not. You are just late estate of, there's no Mr. and even Mrs. You just put your name.
Yeah, that's a sobering thought, in fact. That's certainly a sobering thought. We live these high lives because we are titled, as it were, but at the end of the day, where we are going, there's no such, doesn't exist. We are all dead, so we're all taking a common thing. So as we draw closer to the end, benefits, 1, 2, 3, these are the benefits of talking to Sis Madisetso on your financial planning. What are the benefits?
Number one, you have an opportunity to understand the life that you are living.
Okay.
What it means to the people that you are living for. Because most of the time, as black people, we never live for ourselves. So you need to make it translate. And then it can open you up to have the relevant conversation with the people that you care about. You find, which I, that's what I found, that people are in so much financial situation because they are unable to communicate. So when you don't have a financial advisor, therefore you don't have tools to communicate with. Mina can confidently tell you, take this, sit people down, and tell them that you are in a financial situation, and therefore you have to cut 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is what it means for you. This is what it's gonna do for them. And therefore, they need to start and try to make few things change in their own life so that you are not financially burdened. But you won't be able to have that conversation if you do not have tools that will not make you feel like you no longer love them. Because it's still love, right? That you are what you are to your people. You are not existing for yourself.
You're also existing for them, as much as it might be tough to have those conversations, but it's tough love at the end of the day.
So you are able, hey, to have those right conversations because now you are more empowered. With knowledge comes understanding, and therefore wisdom, then you're able to put things in place and remedy your life so that you can as well have good quality.
That's it. Yeah.
And you get to keep your money. I think we stay in the wheel to say how best we can turn things around and can fire people that are the beneficiaries of your money right now. Then get you to the point that you keep most of your money, can do the necessary things that can help you have good quality of life. And that will happen when you have someone like me.
You
engage yourself in the process of healing your life. Then what's important, you know that they have me on speed dial. Anything happens, it's that confidence. My clients are very confident. Anything happens, that guy, that girl is there. And I do show up. It feels good. You want somebody that shows up when you need them most.
That's very, very important.
It's the confidence.
Knowing that you are there when I run into problems, you are certainly there. Okay, what should one look out for in a financial advisor? You meant earlier on, you talked about regulatory disclosures that they need to, you know. So what should we look out for? Here's a financial plan, or someone approaches me and says, I can work with you. Or sometimes we get these random calls, you know, from I suppose these companies, you know, talking about how they can help us with this and that in our financial planning. What am I supposed to look out for?
I think the most important thing, when somebody is asking for a meeting, is you open the door. That's number one.
Okay.
And observe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's the opportunity to observe. What are you coming with? Other people, they will come already with things. They don't know you.
Okay.
You want someone that has interest
in you. Yeah.
Come and say, this is who I am. I'd like you to hire me.
Yeah.
Because of I can do 1, 2, 3. Can I gather your information? You understand? So they'll give you a letter of introduction and ask for your consent to go back and ask for information. And then all the information that you've given them, then they can come back to you. You want that person that engage you in that process. Don't be flattered by somebody coming with a quotation on the first meeting. That person is not thinking about you. They're thinking about their pocket.
So
select someone that takes time to understand your world and not their world. If someone is coming with already a potential quotation that can interest you, you must know that they only self-serving.
They are there for themselves and the money involved.
They are there for themselves, for their commission, because we are earning commission.
Yes.
So you sign on that doctor line, they leave. That's why people will say, I've not seen that person ever since I signed up. You find that that's the initial meeting that they had. There is nothing that was established. Because, like I said, it's a very personal, intense relationship.
Yeah.
that you embark on with that person. Yeah. And because then you have to ask them, do you guys, can you work together? Do you vibe? Does this person
have, is there chemistry?
Is it a mutually beneficial relationship or not? Or this person is only looking at them.
As the young people would say, is there chemistry, you know?
The chemistry,
you know, between the two.
Are we vibing? They'll say, are we vibing?
Yeah.
Can I call this one up? That's what the young ones especially.
Yes.
This is what's happening, you know? All my clients, UK, wherever they are, they will say, can I make this decision? That's something, you want somebody that's like that knowledgeable, even if I don't know. I don't say I know everything. Even if I don't know, I'll tell you, wait, I'll come back.
I'll come back to you. Yeah.
What does it mean? Then I have to show you what in your estate it means. Because everything is about you with your estate. Your estate is what the things mean to you.
Definitely. Sure. Thank you so much, Sismat. I think you have really unpacked it and helped us to understand this. Are there any last words to our listeners?
Yes, I believe that estate or financial planning is work that all of us must engage ourselves in. Personally, I've really suffered a great deal and can something this work. And I feel like everybody must wake up now to this. It's not a religion. You don't have to believe in it. You must know that it's part of the system. So if I say the system is our way of life, we have to try by all means to unlearn all the wrong things that we've been taught and try for the sake of the next generation to do things correctly so that we can have proper household financial systems.
Certainly. I have your numbers, but I think I will allow you to give them out if people want to get a hold of you.
Okay. My direct number is 071-879-5530.
Yeah.
The booking appointment is 081-758-1887.
Yeah.
We are on Instagram, L Wealth Management, which is EL Wealth Management. TikTok as well, EL Wealth Management.
Yeah.
And Facebook, Mati Seto, L Mati.
Yeah.
And Facebook page is Financial Planning Space.
Okay. So.
And both numbers are on WhatsApp.
Both numbers are on WhatsApp. I think I also have your email address,
matiseto@lwealth.co.za.
Thank you so much, ma'am, for allowing yourself and for taking our invitation. We really, really appreciate it. I think we are not done, personally. I know, you know, saying to the producers, wink, wink, we are not done. I think there's still a conversation that we certainly need to have. And I think one that we need to have until we get it right. And I think we rely on people like yourself who can help us to get to that level where we need to get to, where we can be certain, just like you made an example of Mercy, for instance, that wherever we go, we know that we are secured. Even if something was to happen right now, drop dead, out of a heart attack, God forbid, but I know that my estate is taken care of and no one has to be worried about me. But thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate it, and may you certainly have a good evening, and we'll call you back once more.
You too. Good evening. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you so much, ma'am. I appreciate it. That is Sismat Disetso Mate. She is a senior independent financial advisor. I hope that you enjoyed that conversation. Of course, you can talk to her. We'll share her details next.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.